From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 15th. I'm Abby Larico. Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Carl Phillips, who recently retired after 30 years at Washington University, says he writes poems to understand himself better.
We all have things that we're always wrestling with, and I find that writing lays those things to rest for a while until they rouse up again, and that seems to be the incentive for the next poem.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaks with Phillips about his approach to poetry and his new book. That's coming up on The Gateway. Francis Howell School Board members expect to vote tonight on a set of proposals, one that would require students to use the bathroom aligning with the sex on their birth certificate, and another that bans teachers from discussing gender identity. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lauren Brennecke reports, the votes come after months of backlash from some teachers, parents, and students.
The latest proposals would put restrictions on transgender students using school bathrooms. They would also prevent teachers from discussing gender identity and displaying LGBTQ-related items, including a rainbow flag or a photo from a same-sex wedding. Stephen Blair is one of two board members who is not in the conservative majority. He opposes the measures and says they would hurt student learning.
Your education is being impacted because you're missing instruction time because you're being told to go to a single-sex bathroom. I mean, that's a clear discrimination. And so that's why the bathroom bill can't pass even if people wanted to. It's legally impossible.
School board members who support the proposals could not be reached for comment. I'm Lauren Brennecke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The family of a woman who was shot and killed last month by a Sangamon County sheriff's deputy plans to push for legislation in Springfield on her behalf. Capital News Illinois reports attorneys for Sonia Massey's family laid out their ideas for law enforcement reform, changes they want to see both at the state and federal levels. Massey's father, James Wilburn, says he's glad Sheriff Jack Campbell is retiring, but he says more must be done to make sure incidents like the one that led to his daughter's death don't happen again. Former Deputy Sean Grayson is charged with murder in Massey's death. His experience at six law enforcement agencies over 4 years included what the family calls red flags that should have prevented him from being hired. Massey's family is calling for a waiting period before an officer is hired so that adequate background checks can be done. They also want so-called red flag behavior to be documented so that future employers can be made aware. The park and golf course that shuttered after a mine collapse in Alton will reopen later this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports that's after federal officials, the city, and the mine company determined the majority of the park is safe.
The park will reopen early Friday morning, and the golf course will take tee times for Saturday morning. In late June, a mine underneath the park collapsed, leaving a massive sinkhole 100 feet wide in the middle of a soccer field. Since then, the park and nearby golf course have been closed. Alton Mayor David Goins says he's excited for the reopening.
This is a significant step for our community, allowing us to begin returning to the activities and routines that make Alton such a vibrant place to live.
While the investigation to nail down the exact cause of the collapse continues, the soccer field engulfed by the sinkhole and one nearby baseball softball field will remain closed. In Alton, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
As enthusiasm for the Harris-Walz presidential ticket grows, Illinois Democrats are trying to get people excited about down-ballot races, too. Alex Degman has more.
Illinois Democrats, are you ready for the fight?
Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his standard call to action to an uproarious crowd of Democrats gathered before the annual Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says people should get as excited about local races as they are about Kamala Harris.
The top of the ticket, of course, helps the bottom of the ticket, but it doesn't help you when most issues are local and you don't vote for your local elected officials.
State Representative Jay Hoffman, who lives near St. Louis, thinks the Harris-Walz ticket will push more Democrats to vote in southern Illinois.
She, coming off the convention, is going to even raise the enthusiasm level even higher.
Republicans have their day at the state fair today. I'm Alex Degman.
The Great American Recipe crowned a St. Louis chef as its latest winner this week. Ajo Hansu is a Togolese chef and owner of the food truck Fufu and Sauce. She was one of eight contestants on the PBS reality cooking show. She says she used the experience to celebrate West African culture and food.
It's just part of your life story and something that you have to share in order for the world to understand why it's so important that I love oxtails, or why is it important that I show the egusi on TV, or why did I choose the okra stew as my recipe DNA, even though I wasn't sure the judges are gonna like it.
Hansu was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Poet Carl Phillips taught at Washington University for 30 years before winning the Pulitzer Prize in poetry last year. He retired at the end of the school year. His new collection is out now. It's called Scattered Snows to the North, and it includes poems about memory, sex, and the natural world. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Phillips how his prestigious award affected his writing.
When I go to poems, it's a very private space, and I'm not even aware of an audience at all, except some alternative part of myself, I guess.
Who are you writing for?
I think I'm just writing to try to pin down things in myself that I always think I've vanquished, and then they rise up again. I think we all have things that we're always wrestling with, and fears and desires. And I find that writing lays those things to rest for a while until they rouse up again. And that seems to be the incentive for the next poem.
Is that a change at all from when you've spoken in the past about a poem as a form of control or a seduction of the reader?
I mean, they're related, because I'm not writing and thinking, oh, I need to seduce the reader. But I do feel that what a poem is meant to do is attract a reader's attention and sustain it.
Kat, would you share something with us from the book?
Okay, this poem is called Before All of This. And as usual, early summer seems already to hold inside it the split fruit of late fall, those afternoons whose diminished music will soon enough lie down in, surprised a little to feel at all surprised. Meanwhile, how the wind sometimes makes the slenderest trees still young bend over makes me think of knowledge conquering superstition. I can almost believe in that until the trees, like fear, spring back. Then a sad sort of quiet just after, as between two people who have finally realized they've stopped regretting the same things. It's like they've never known each other. Yet even now, waking, they insist they've woken from a dream they share, forgetting all over again that every dream is private. Whatever the reasons are for the dead underbranches of the trees that flourish here, that the dead persist is enough. For me, it's enough. The air stirs like history, like the future, like history.
One of the things that's interesting is we see nature almost thwarting a sense of human virtue. The idea that a tree being bent over and coming close to snapping is like knowledge conquering superstition. It's an interesting way to maybe externalize a thought process.
Yeah, I think one of the things I dislike about being a poet is that perfectly ordinary things happen, and we tend to then make them mean something. You know, most people would look at a tree blowing in the wind and say, okay, that's what it is. But a poet will sit there and say, oh, that tree reminds me of my mind and how it's tossing in the various thoughts or something. So we tend to turn ordinary concrete things into something abstract. I think precisely because we don't know how to describe abstract things.
That was poet Carl Phillips speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Phillips' new book of poetry is out now. Our David Cazares edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. It's good to be back.